Supreme Court ruling puts pressure on companies to act. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler and for David Brancaccio. With the nation still reacting to the Supreme Court's decision on Friday to overturn Roe v. Wade and eliminate the constitutional right to abortion, a lot of U.S. companies aren't saying a whole lot. Some have made some vague statements. A small group have been extremely vocal. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins me now with some details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So what are we seeing? How are companies navigating this?
Well, some just aren't saying anything because they realize they can't please everyone. And some of those vague statements you mentioned just talk generally about access to health care. So sure. You have companies saying they'll ensure their employees can get health care, but they're not mentioning the word abortion.
And some companies have really gone out on a limb here, though, right?
Yeah, the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods said on LinkedIn that Dick's will provide up to $4,000 in travel expense reimbursement for workers who live in states that restrict abortion. Yelp and Starbucks will also cover travel expenses for the procedure. And OkCupid says it supports reproductive rights.
Now, have any companies come out in favor of this decision to overturn Roe?
Not that I see. And Andy, that's not surprising, considering what happened to John Gibson. He was the CEO of the gaming company Tripwire. Last year, he tweeted he was proud of the Supreme Court for affirming a Texas law limiting abortions. He was fired. Tripwire issued a statement saying Gibson's comments, quote, disregarded the values of our whole team. So companies are really walking a tightrope here.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So that's the business side of this ongoing debate. Now to what it means for individuals. Without federal protection, pregnant people in states that are enacting their own abortion bans face a number of new financial obstacles to getting one. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, those costs add up.
Let's start with the cost of an abortion procedure.
The average cost of an abortion is about $550.
That's Liza Fuentes, principal research scientist at the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights. Then add the cost of traveling to a state that allows the procedure.
This is going to be a trip. It's going to be dozens of miles, hundreds of miles.
That means paying for gas or airline tickets, paying for lodging if you have to stay overnight, and paying for childcare. Fuentes says 60% of people seeking abortions are already parents.
We're talking about people trying to find someone to keep their children for a day, for 2 days, perhaps even more. That could be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
To help offset some of those costs, there are abortion funds across the country. But if you call the Frontera Fund in the Rio Grande Valley of Southern Texas, you'll get this message.
In light of the Supreme Court's decision and the uncertainty around Texas law, we are forced to pause funding at this time.
In Texas, abortion will become illegal within weeks. Rocky Gonzalez is the fund's founder.
It's devastating and it's heartbreaking to be in this moment knowing that we're forced to stop helping our communities.
Gonzalez says the fund had to cease all operations to ensure the safety of its staff. At this point, she says,
our number one priority is making sure that everyone knows where we are, what we are able to do, and what we are able to not do.
Because under Texas and Oklahoma law, even advising someone on how to get an abortion can land you in court. Jessica Gibson with the UCLA School of Public Health says that's had a chilling effect on healthcare providers.
So in the face of, you know, legal and perhaps even criminal penalties, I think providers will be put, you know, in a really untenable situation.
Meanwhile, Gibson says these added financial burdens will fall the hardest on people who can least afford them.
Many of these states that are poised to ban abortion or have already done so, such as Texas and Oklahoma, I have more residents that are living in poverty and more residents who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
Gibson says those states also tend to have the weakest social safety nets for pregnant people and children. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Now it's time to do the numbers. FTSE in London is up more than half a 1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the quarter to half a percent range, with the Dow future up 62 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 3.171%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell spent a couple of days speaking on Capitol Hill about the state of the economy. He told lawmakers that as long as inflation is running as hot as it is right now, achieving maximum employment, the other part of the central bank's mandate, will not be the top priority. And that's likely to take a toll on workers, especially those at the bottom of the education and income scale. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
For the Fed to succeed, the job market needs to get weaker to limit wage inflation. Wages overall are up just over 5% a year, but in leisure and hospitality and transportation and warehousing, wages are up more than 11%, driven by acute labor shortages as the economy roars back to full recovery. But labor economists warn these outsized wage gains are likely to dry up. As the Fed hikes rates, fewer jobs will be created and competition for labor will diminish. Workers will lose the leverage to demand big wage hikes, signing bonuses, and the like. And even with recent gains, some of these jobs still offer really low wages. Workers in hotels, bars, and restaurants, for instance, average less than $18 an hour. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures still up. The FTSE in London up more than half a 1%. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.